Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, we want to hear your real ghost stories. If you have one, call us and share it. 855-853-4802 or write in at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. And yes, we'd love to hear your real ghost stories. Get an ad-free experience of the show through Apple Podcasts if you like that. You can try it for 3 days free or at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. Ready for a little ghost story phone call?
I'm ready for a ghost story phone call.
Let's jump right into this and hear what we got. Hi.
Hello, it's Matt in Oklahoma City again. In fact, I'm calling back second time on the same night. It is January the 23rd, and you had just played my story I called in previously about our experiences in the Lent Mansion, and that kind of triggered a memory. I thought I would call back and tell you about our stay at the St. James Hotel the first time in Cimarron, New Mexico. And we had actually gone to the St. James in 2006, and we revisited in this past year in 22 after the Express Temp Services purchased it and renovated it. And they've done a really great job. It's substantial, the amount of renovations they've done and modernizing the hotel. And, oh, and also, Tony, you had mentioned something about it, me checking the lamp at night for any fleshies, as it were, humans, and that it could have ended bad. But I'm not that jumpy. I'm a professional. That wouldn't have happened. But I understand you probably meant it humorously. Anyway, when we went to the St. James in 2006, we, of course, were familiar with the location and knew that room 18 was reputed to be the most haunted room in the hotel. And we did our investigation at night, and I took a lot of video and photos of 18, but you at that point could not enter it. It's under lock and key with a padlock and a hasp, and they didn't allow guests into that room. Back in 2006, it was different owners. From what I understand, you can now, but you'd have to pay a special fee to have temporary entrance into that room. But anyway, now I regret not paying it and doing it this last time. But anyway, that had to do with my wife. So took a lot of photos and videos, especially of room 18. Didn't get anything in the photos. I photographed all the other different rooms and whatever areas of the hotel we could access, as well as our room specifically. And we reviewed the photos after we returned, and one of the rooms that I photographed was room 5. Ironically, you would have thought that any photo I would catch evidence would have been 18, because it's got the reputation. Room 5 does not. However, the building and built in the era that it was built has transoms over the hotel room doors. If you don't know what a transom is, that is a movable window above the door that in the old days before air conditioning, they would often open partially usually with a hand crank to vent the room. And the St. James does have transoms over the rooms, which they keep closed for privacy, I'm sure. Anyway, one of the photographs I took of room 5, you can see what to me looks like a translucent, perfectly symmetrical face of a man. You can see the brow, the eyebrows, the eyes, could actually see the reflection of the light in each eyeball and the nose, peering out over the door through the transom back at us. Interestingly, for someone to do that, they would have to be standing on a chair at least because of the height of the transom. So that was a good catch in terms of evidence. Also, and I mentioned this in my Lamp Mansion story, I always tell the wife to wake me up if she experiences everything in the middle of the night, because she always experiences things where I usually don't, unless it's very overt. And I always keep a camera handy to gather evidence if she ever were to wake me up, but she never does because she's afraid of cat. So just like the time that we spent in the limp in our stay in 2006, we stayed, and this is going by memory, and that's obviously many, many years ago. I think that was the Lambert room, and in conversations I had with the front desk teller in 2022, that room is rumored to have paranormal activity. If you were to be in the hotel and go up the main staircase, it would be the only room at the very top of the stairs to your left. Anyway, middle of the night, same thing as with the lamp. I'm asleep, and she is laying there awake, and she hears footsteps coming across the old wooden floors through the room, actually inside the room, approaching her side of the bed. But of course, she's too afraid to look and pulls the covers over her head. And there's another missed opportunity for me, possibly. Anyway, if you ever get a chance to go to the St. James, it's a great place. Even if you're not into the paranormal, it's a veritable who's who of the Old West. You had a lot of famous personalities that stayed there that give it a rich history. And Doc Holliday, Wyatt Earp, Bell Starr, Clay Allison, Jesse James. It's a very great place to visit, a lot of history. We struck up a conversation back in 2022 when we were there with the front desk clerk, elderly woman, very friendly. She didn't really want to discuss too much of her experiences initially until I showed her the photo that I had captured in 2006 on my phone. And then she opened up quite a bit, talked to us for about an hour about personal experiences. She even talked about when the GAC or Ghost Adventures crew came, and she said that they pretty much had the building to themselves and didn't interact with the staff much at all. But she did say that for about 6 months after they came through, the activity had amped up quite a bit after they left. And she even claims that there's a woman who owned a house next door who began experiencing a haunting she'd never experienced until the GAC came, and allegedly she sold the house just to get away from that. Anyway, that's it for tonight. Maybe another night I'll call back again with some more stories. Good night.
I always like his stories. I think they're always interesting. Thoughts on that?
You know, I did an episode of the Graves Talks recently with Leslie Rule, and she talks about that hotel, the St. James Hotel in Cimarron, and also talks about how haunted it is. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting. And like, she talks about a child being there.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have seen this kid, but apparently there are several ghosts there. So it's a very well documented haunted hotel. So if anybody wants to go someplace that's haunted, I think that would be a good bet.
Good.
I do.
Put it on your vacation list. Haunted, check the box, and then you got a good one.
I think it would be cool because not only is it haunted, but it's very historical. At the same time, like all the people he mentioned, they really did stay there.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's it'd be an interesting one to dive into even deeper. I'll check that out around the Grave Talks and hear that interview. Sounds very interesting. That's going to wrap up this episode. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any episodes. Get a commercial-free experience through Apple Podcasts right now. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.